Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday night, December 2nd, 2021. And guess what? It's an open mic night. That's right. Tonight is a night when anything can happen, and everything usually does. I'm going to play you a real quick little ad from Franklin that Pierre recorded, give you a little idea of what Be Unique is all about.
Be Unique works to change the world for a better tomorrow, using digital mediums to connect the dots of the world through professional storytelling. We have all embracing, all-inclusive heart and are always learning to create new things, to revitalize and sustain old things. While recognizing our differences, we use positive and universal thinking to strategize for a positive outcome. We collaborate people of all distinctions to create a better me, a better you, a better us. By caring for others, there's no room in our hearts for hatred, racism, or egoism. So let our visions heal and keep the promises of what we will be one day by living helpful, caring, and happy, healthy, and sensual lives. With the wonderful staff and volunteers at Be Unique, we will continue to pursue that dream by making the world a better place for everyone. From everyone at beunique.org to our readers and listeners, thank you for all your support. There's so much more on the way.
And he's right. There is a lot on the way. Be Unique magazine has been around since 2018. And that means we've done 22 issues. We started out as a monthly. We had to go to quarterly because we were getting very, very busy doing documentaries. And, of course, this podcast, which has grown beyond my belief. We have 10 shows. Six of those shows, or maybe five of those shows, create new material every single week. Or one does once a month. But let me stop saying and play my drum. I don't know about you, but I like the sound of this drum. I like what it represents. I like the way it feels in my hand. I love the drumstick. I do. I love the drumstick. It's just, it's made out of wood. It's wrapped in some kind of padding and then some kind of suede, I think. And the drum itself is made out of elk hide. Who'd have thought that a dead elk would sound this way? And I know that it was reliably and sustainably sourced. It came from a indigenous Native American, and I got it at a really good price, and it just kind of fell into my lap. I'd been manifesting a drum for myself for quite a while. So I don't want to be playing the drum all the time. This is open mic night. If anybody wants to call in and talk to me about whatever, call me at 516-418-5651, and we'll talk. Or you can read a poem or recite a poem. You can play the harmonica, play the mouth harp, play the banjo, play any instrument you want to play. You can sing, and I won't judge. You can read a portion of one of your books. In fact, that might be something that I'll do. I'll see if I can't find one of my books that I've got in the works coming up, and I'll read to you from that. But I want to share another little soundbite with you.
With summer right around the corner, so far things are getting back to normal. Everyone is feeling hopeful again, stepping outside, catching up with friends and loved ones, just an overall feeling things are turning out for the better. At Be Unique, our overall goal is to inspire everyone, as well inform, with stories from around the globe, how unique individuals are impacting their community in positive ways. And Be Unique is with you every step of the way, making sure 2021 will have a positive impact and inspire the next unique generation.
And that's what we got there. I have this little article that I want to read to you. Well, not an article. It's a short story. It's fiction. I wrote it. Bobby's Widow by Mary Brotherton. Do you remember when I told you how Bobby fell off the roof? Poor guy died before I could get down from there and find my phone. That was a sad, sad day for his widow. Still in her prime of life, in her late 30s, she didn't have trouble finding a replacement for Bobby, though he's not one I would have chosen for her. Not by a long shot. This new guy's been a real annoyance since he moved next door. A bit older than Bobby's widow. He's already retired. And I call him obese, but that would be a kindness. I never see him doing any actual work. I'm not sure how he accomplishes anything. I'll say this much. Since he married Bobby's widow and moved into her house, we've had more parties in our neighborhood, all at their place. But it's really strange to see him at the grill, propped up on a bar stool, flipping burgers or charring potatoes. The man is so large that he's basically disabled himself. He keeps a cane handy mostly, but sometimes he just grabs the backs of chairs or tables to keep steady as he maneuvers around. He's a decent cook, though not half as good as he thinks he is. He doesn't understand the subtleties of spices. My late wife, bless her soul, usually found an excuse to stay home or brought her own food. She refused to eat anything he prepared. We'd been to their house for small dinner parties with just two or three couples, and even I got grossed out when he pulled the salad bowl over and started picking the croutons out with his fingers. I expected to see him bow down and put his snout in. I can deal with a slob. I can even manage hanging out with him as long as other guys are around to buffer his ridiculous stories. What I cannot and will not tolerate is how he had insulted my wife before her untimely death. At first, it was amusing when they'd engage in a battle of wits. She could usually parry his exaggerated claims by quoting one of his previous tall tales. Before she died, he'd gotten brutal with his personal insults and ridicules of her. He's nearly 70, but acts like a 14-year-old with a learning disability and a crush on a girl. She grew weary of the game and feigned her last of many headaches. Just before she died, she told me she'd had enough. That means I've had my share of him, and I have a plan. I'll ask my sister to invite Bobby's widow out for a girls' weekend to memorialize my dearly departed, and then I'll ask Mr. Knows Everything to my place for a barbecue. I'll think the entire neighborhood's invited, but this'll be a private party, just the two of us. Since I know he doesn't drink anything stronger than white wine, I'll lace the bottle with absinthe and vodka. I'll put bullshit about why Kevin can't join us, and we'll wonder what's keeping Mike and Don so long. Meanwhile, I'll keep his bowl of extra salty chips full and refill his glass as often as I can. I'll be sure he's really sloshed before I start the grill, and then I'll show him how to season a steak. I'll use my granddad's recipe with a little extra. Some garlic and lots of salt mixed with one of those insomnia pills. Some ketchup and soy sauce for extra saltiness should keep him drinking until he can barely stand. His last meal will be right before he tumbles into the lake. Darn gopher holes. I'll have my phone ready to dial for help, but you know, I might be so distraught that I misdial a few times. I know the fat fuck can't swim. He'd invited my wife to skinny dip with him enough times. Disgusting. Since it's alligator mating season, he just might find himself in a little more trouble than being drunk in a deep lake with deep, slick banks, especially when I pour a bucket of raw chicken pieces over his head. Bobby's widow may be shopping for husband number 3 pretty soon. And that's the end of that little crazy story. If you want to stop me from reading from my personal stuff, I suggest you give me a call, 516-418-5651. Because if you don't, you're going to hear more of this and more of me reading.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Here's another one.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BeUnique.org.
If you want to stop me from reading my stories, call 516-418-5651. This is a very short flash fiction, not even 300 words, that I wrote and got an award for several years ago. It's called Sunset Sins. Did you see that, Queen? I saw it, Sable said. Okay, I gotta start over. Sunset Sins. Did you see that, Queen? I saw it, Sable said. I'm not sure I believe it. I stopped believing years ago. It's a shame they have to be so cavalier with their natural urges. Why can't they be a little more considerate of others? Sable and Queen grew solemn, their voices barely more than a rustle against the incoming tide. Hey, Sabe, do you suppose it's because the sun is setting? You reckon they think nobody can see what they're doing? I doubt it. I think they just don't care who sees them. I wonder if they care about anything. What would their grandparents think if they saw how they were carrying on? Youngsters, there's no explanation, Queen said. Were we ever like that, disrespectful and careless? I don't think I recall a time when either of us did anything so annoying or ill-mannered, and we've been together a long time. The gulf cradled the shore while the sun painted the waves in hues of orange, red, and purple, until the beach appeared covered in liquid crepe. Sable and Queen began to relax on the beach, knowing they had to accept certain things, despite a yearning for days long past. Then they heard a woman scolding her young sons. Boys, how many times have I told you not to drop your trash wherever you are?
But, Mom.
No buts, the woman said. We leave places better than we find them. The two majestic old palm trees smiled as the children picked up their litter. Sable whispered to Queen, with mothers like that, I believe this world's going to be okay after all. That's the end of that little short story. Ah, let's see. What can I have? Here we go. This is something about being
product unique. Review. I'm paid and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given the score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly packaging, budget-friendly, uniqueness, lives up to the hype, stylish, useful, philanthropic outlook, easy to understand and use, I would buy. Contact us at beunique.reviews@gmail.com for information about where to send your products or suggestions for places or products to review.
Well, now we're going to take something up a notch, I think. Let's see if I can actually get this where I can read it. I have some journal entries from my mother, and they're pretty interesting. However, I have no idea what this one is. I haven't even read it yet. My mother passed away in 2014, and I wait sometimes to read some of her words, and I have them scanned, and I'm going to start reading her novel, her journal, and we'll see how it goes. Merle's note, don't ever forget that I love each one of you, meaning my children, my in-laws, and my grandchild. So this must, well, I don't know, she's got something else in here. And all of my great-grands that have come into my hearts. You have always been so special and made me so proud for you to be my family. When I grew up, things were so different. No electric lights and all of the nice things we have now. Radio, television, water inside the house. We had to pump water or else. We had a big hole dug real deep with a bucket on a chain. The chain was on a wheel. She's got a little drawing of it. And we lowered the bucket down in the well and pull it up. Whamming. I'm not sure what that means. Whamming the wood to have water to drink. Anyway, wash clothes, wash the pears, plants in the garden, water the garden, heat. No, it was not heated with a thermostat. Our wood heated us twice. Once when we cut a tree and cut it for the cooking stove or fireplace or heater. No electricity, no dishwasher. Lights, ha ha. I tried to draw a lamp. Sorry, it did not work. So that was one of the stories that my mother had written. And I'm in the process of trying to share that with people. Again, it is a live open mic night, 516-418-5651. I know I had a few people who said they would call, and I promised them that if they did call tonight, I would put their link in here because they're all indie authors or have something to sell, and I was hoping to hear from them. I'm actually going to be here for 30 minutes tonight by myself. If nobody else joins me, then it's just going to be me by myself for 15 minutes, and you're stuck with that.
Thanks for listening, and remember, best way to be unique is to just be you.
Here's another journal entry from my mother from 1999. That may have been before some of you were even born. She says, the artist on the preceding page is no doubt one of my grandchildren, and by now they have gotten better or given up. I hope they got better. I have my idea of who it was, but am something reluctant to express. You will find a few notebooks here and there with notes about my grandchildren and others, other not so important things, as I think the 20 people and what they say and do are so special. 20 people, oh my goodness. That was a long time ago, 1999. We've had more than 20 people added to the family since then. Their moms and dads are just as important, or more so, and I do wish I would have been smart enough to have recorded some of your words and actions. Let me go back many years, 1927 to be exact. Of course, I do not have lots to tell you until 2 or 3 years later, I remember going to a funeral and a tall man was holding me up to see the body inside of the homemade casket. Now, I'll give you a little editorial note here. 1927 is the year my mother was born. I once told my mom that I was wearing a pink hat and something she could not believe that I remembered. As I was 2 years old. Back in the 1920s, 1930s, there were no funeral homes to take care of deceased family members. Neighbors and family men gathered and made a pine box, and at the same time, ladies were inside the home making a white satin lining and padding to have the deceased member laid to rest. I began school when I was quite young, as we lived close to Cane Branch. I think she meant the school. 1 through 7th grades, 2 rooms, 2 teachers. The teachers encouraged Mama to let me come and sit in. I learned enough that when I really started, I made 1st and 2nd grade in 1 year. Mama would lend out our kitchen to the county home demonstration lady to show the teachers and others how to make different things. We moved from that house when I was about 7, and until now, I wonder if anyone found my birthstone ring Mama had traded Octagon soap coupons for. I had lost it in the sandy yard, and we looked, but to no avail. We lived in the house at the end of this road for several years, and from there, we had many experiences, like our first wind-up Victrola. You had to wind it up, set the needle down onto the record. We didn't have many records to play. One was the Carter Family. Don't remember the other artists, but one song was Jailhouse Now. We would get into Daddy's big log truck and go to town. Mama, Connie, and I stepped up the street while Daddy went to pay off the crew. Now, Connie is my mother's sister. We did what people now call shopping. We walked and looked in stores. Mama eventually found out we could go into the movie and sit down. The movie house was not air conditioned, but it was a place to sit on a Saturday afternoon. We warmed by fireplaces, heaters, and stoves filled with firewood. Nothing smells as good as biscuits or cornbread baked in an oven heated with wood. Our water came from a hand pump, and on wash days, scrub days, canning days, but shearing days, we used lots of water. I always felt I pumped most of the water, yet I guess I didn't. Wood was cut with a cross-cut saw. Many times, Mama, Connie, and I hitched a mule to a wagon. This is her handwriting, and it's as she got older. Hitched a mule to a wagon and went for wood for our house and for Mama and Papa's house and sometime Granddaddy Crosby's. While Mama and Connie pulled the crosscut saw, I picked up lighter knots as they were pine knots from trees that were turned into lightwood, meaning easier to light and for fire beginning. Now, we know that lighter knots or fat lighter, as they call it, is filled with kerosene. That's why it lights so quickly. We had to play when everything had been done. Believe me, there never was enough playtime. Homework was done by a kerosene lamp, and those lights were bright only about 18 inches away from the lamp. Now, that was another one. Wash the lamp chimney very carefully every day. Trim the wicks about 2 times a week. There were many chores or work to be done. Feed the chickens, gather the eggs, pick the vegetables, shell peas and beans. We were hard up for entertainment. Can you believe we got excited over traveling medicine shows? They had actors, clowns, skimpy dressed girls, a barker that performed on a small stage. The shouter or barker came out and talked about elixir. Best thing for everything that was wrong with anyone, even one, everyone, anyone, and even me. Or political speaking sometimes could be an interesting outing. They were called stump meetings. We didn't have radios or TV, so meetings were set up and sometimes food was served. One time when it was clear to go, time to go home, Mama walked up behind the man, put her arms around him and said, "Steve, are you ready to go?" The man said, "I'm not Steve, but we can go." Mama was really embarrassed. And I'm still sitting here reading. It's almost 9:30. That means you've got 5 minutes to call and stop me from boring you. 516-418-5651. And I'm just going to continue reading this one story. And after this, I'm saying bye-bye. So meetings were set up and sometime food was served. One time when it was, I already read that part. Better than butterbean shelling, ice cream churning, peanut boiling, cane grinding, cake cuttings. They were not weekly things, just once in a while. All of our clothes, I mean all of our clothes, were made on a treadle sewing machine. Many times, Mama could take things and remake them. They would look brand new just by adding a different color button or trim work. When I finished the fifth grade, I traveled on a school bus to Hendersonville. From our house, the route was only about 4.5 miles long. By the time we got to school, the mileage had increased to nearly 30. We went in and out of places to pick up kids and students, but my first day at school, my class of about 6 increased to 20 or more, yet only 13 of that same group graduated 6 years later. I always enjoyed school. When there were books in the library and teachers to introduce us to new things, Mrs. Maybell Kinsey was the finest English and literature teacher. She put up with no lazy people when it came to speaking correctly. She did not hesitate to correct you in front of the complete class. There was one girl who never was able to get her homework or classwork completed. Mrs. Kinsey would have her sit with me so that I could help her. One day, that girl got a very good grade, and Mrs. Kinsey called her name and said, "Who helped you?" I raised my hand and announced proudly, "I hope her." Well, I guess you know, I was told that hope was to wish or anticipate. I should have said, "I helped her." Boy, did I learn. But I suppose it was used like that around me. I always enjoyed math and spelling. Collin County had a B or fair day. The smartest or highest grade students went into the county seat, Walterboro, on Hampton Street and took a test. I did wonderful, and especially in math. Came in second in spelling. I won the math contest. Came in second in spelling. But Mediterranean whooped me. Bicycle was a word that was hard, but guess what? It was not a word for spelling. The word came out of a box, one at a time. Sixth grade, Mrs. Louise Marvin was a teacher, and she asked each girl to bring 25 cents, and we would make our mothers a Mother's Day present. With the 25 cents, she bought each of us 1 yard of homespun and embroidery floss. We cut the fabric into squares for napkins, and then with carbon paper, we traced a design to embroider. I chose a cup and saucer. We were to do the work in our recess time. Guess what? No one completed the project. I came home with my square that I had stamped and completed. After I was married, my mama gave them to me, finished. Those poor, neglected squares followed me everywhere I went. There were no hot lunches at school most of 1 year, and we packed lunches. Mama always saw to it that her daughters had a good lunch. At school, some of the closest girlfriends sat in a circle on the green and divided lunch. You can imagine how much of a sandwich you could get when 6 or 7 girls get a piece of it. We had a variety. Seldom did two of us have the same lunch. And then she jumps down to 1972. Kay was born in Waldorf. And I don't know who Kay was. We'll figure that out another time because I am finished talk to myself. I am a talker and I don't mind talking, but I would prefer to talk with a guest because especially on an open mic night, but that's okay. I'm going to play a couple of little ads here for you.
Be Unique Radio brings you unscripted conversations with world changers and difference makers Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite platforms. Visit BeUnique.org to learn who is scheduled next and how you can talk with our guests and become part of the show. That's BeUnique.org. See you there.
Thank you, Jennifer. That was pretty cool. And now I'm going to play our exit. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to BeUnique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.